It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
America, I'm calling you out and I'm waking you up. Sugar, it's the unsweet sweetener. We're addicted to it. It's just as addictive as heroin. It does the same action in your brain. Now, here's the thing. I want you to take a look. If you are by a food label right now, grab that food box, look at that label, and wonder why. Where's the percentage? How come the FDA does not put a percentage where sugar is? Well, you may say, well, you know, they can't break it up, and it's not. It could be natural, it could be added, so we don't know the difference. Well, how about this? Because if they actually put a percentage, just like they do with the other ingredients, it would show a recommended daily allowance that would blow through the roof of what you should be taking in America. You know, you're drowning yourself in sugar each and every day. We're taking in nearly three times the amount of sugar recommended by the American Heart Association. You're causing inflammation in your body. You're decreasing the strength of your immune system. You're putting yourself at the risk of obesity. And hello, we're leading that. America, we're in the lead right now. Our obesity level is almost 70% with people being overweight and suffering from obesity and the 50 chronic illnesses and diseases associated with it. What are you putting in your coffee to start off your day? Sugar? Sugar in the raw? Splenda? Truvia? You shouldn't really be putting anything. Anything. And we're going to learn more about this because people don't realize they're drinking themselves to obesity by putting in sugar, whether it's designer, whether it's the new sugar in the raw. And I love that one because it is refined sugar. They just refine it, just a little process to keep that molasses on. I'm bringing on today a very special guest, registered dietitian. I want to say that again, registered dietitian. Do not get your information unless it's a medical physician or a registered dietitian. Anybody can be a nutritionist. All they have to do is expel nutritional advice, facts, or information. That's why on Radio MD, we bring you the best in the industry because we want the best from you. Today, I'm bringing on a special guest, Diana Ramos, and we're going to talk about sugar, the unsweet sweetener, and we're going to learn that regular soft drinks, that's the number one source of added sugars in American diets. Diana, how are you today? And let's get sweet with sugar.
I'm doing great, Jay. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited about having you on because I love talking about sugar and I like there's so much confusion. Well, we should stay away from fruit. Well, that's natural sugar. People, we don't get our 7 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables in. You need to eat more. And the sugar that's occurring in fruits is actually good for you. And there's fiber and the nutrients. And Diana, I love this. I love when people go on these juicing cleanses and these diets and they extract the pulp, which actually has all the fiber. So they get a lot less than they should be getting. So Diana, let's go after this. Let's talk about the unsweet sweetener. And are we, Diana, I'm asking you this, are we as Americans addicted to this white stuff? And I'm talking about sugar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're consuming way too much of it without even noticing. It doesn't fill us up and we keep just drinking it and keep eating more of it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You bring up something very poignant. I mean, alone, we ingest around 450 calories per week of sugary sweetened beverages. And moms, listen up. Those sports drinks that you're having, your kids drink during soccer practice, football practice, lacrosse practice, dance practice. It's one of the biggest ways that marketers and brands knows that they can get sugar into the body. And what that does, Diana, it decreases the strength of your immune system, ages us faster, and whoa, as we're getting older, we want to look younger. So if you're getting sugar in your diet, you're aging faster. Now, Diane, I got to ask you a question. Are you a coffee drinker? I just want to know, are you a coffee drinker?
I love coffee.
Okay. Now, what do you put in your coffee? Because I'm going to tell you what I put in, and I've learned, if I want to lower my blood sugar, what I do is I put in cinnamon, and cinnamon took a little while, but it's one of the best sweeteners there is. What do you put in your coffee? Okay. All right, guys, we had a little technical difficulty. We'll pick it right up. So I want to talk to you guys about the sugar and going into the coffees. There's so many things right now that are going on with the designer sugars. We're looking at the Truvias, the Stevias. We're looking at the Splendors. We're looking at all those things. But I got to tell you something about those. And this is what I was going to ask Diana, but now I'm going to pick it up with you alone. It's great because now you can just talk to me as I'm talking to you. Some of those things that you're sprinkling in to your coffee is 200, 300, even 400 times sweeter than sugar. And here's the funny thing. They contain no nutritional value, and they provide no nutritional content. So what happens is your body's looking for some sort of nutrients. It's looking for some sort of calories. So maybe an hour, hour and a half later, you're wondering why you're picking up something maybe out of the office supply drawer that contains the pastries, the donuts, the sugars. Think about that. And Diana, thank you for coming back. And I know we had a little technical difficulty. My question to you was, what do you put in your coffee?
I love to put cinnamon. That gives us a really nice taste to it. Add it sweetened without adding actual sweets. And it adds extra flavor, so it's delicious.
Now, are you seeing a lot of people in your, with your clients that are using these Splendors, these Truvias? Are they worth it?
To my personal opinion, I don't. I don't think they're worth it or they're doing any benefit to your health. Like you said, we have that mentality of, okay, if it's good, we eat more of it. It won't do any damage, and we overdo it sometimes. So we say, oh, artificial sweeteners, they don't have any calories or any actual sugars. The problem with this thinking is that, okay, I can have as much of it. And that doesn't mean that when you eat a sugar-free chocolate cake that you're not taking any calories in.
Exactly. Exactly. You bring up a very valid point. If we don't think we're bringing in anything, we think it's good for us.
Right.
And that's the thing. They say less fat, but they bump up the sugar. They're actually playing a trick on us. The brands are playing a trick on us. And then when they say there's no sugar or low in sugar, they'll boost it up in some other with another chemical or sweetener or additive. Now, what about, real quickly, I want to talk about sugar in the raw, because that seems to be the new buzzword. Is sugar in the raw healthy?
It's still sugar. So we have to decrease our sugar intake.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's the thing. If you really want to focus on one thing from this programming today, I want you to start looking at that percentage. And Diana, did you notice too, there is no percentages that the FDA use or has on any labels when it comes to sugar?
Yeah, it'll freak everybody up.
It will, because if you think about it, the amount of sugar you're taking, not only from your food, but from, most importantly, moms, listen up, it's from the sugary beverages that we're intaking, that we're drinking. It's increasing our weight line. Now, Diana, leave us. Tell us something right now. Tell us, especially to the moms, what can they do to decrease the sugar intake, especially with their children, if they want to have some sort of drink to help them recover, refuel, and to get them hydrated to get back on the field?
The best thing is always water.
Exactly. Well, could you add anything to it? Could you add some fruit? I know my wife
Absolutely.
Likes to chop up the fruit and chop it in there.
Make it fun. Add fruits, frozen fruits, blueberries, strawberries, cucumbers, mint, whatever. Make it fun for kids.
That is so great. Diana, if people want to find out more information about you, what you're about, and the information that you want to give to these people, where can they find you?
Yes, they can follow me on Facebook with Diana's Nutrition and Wellness Tips, as well as forestheelswellness.com.
Diana, thank you so much for joining us. And guys, don't have a sweet day. Stay away from sugar and make the choices you need to make a healthier you. I'll see you guys next time.